This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chicago, springtime is finally knocking on your door. The snow and ice may be gone, but are you ready to step out in style yet? It's time to make over your ride at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true glam team of SUVs. If you're thinking about springing forward into a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one puts the spring in your step. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty, city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to shine like the new spring sun. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You are listening to episode 11, season number 4 of the Fly the W 670 podcast. Cub pitchers and catchers reporting to Mesa. Do us a favor, leave us a 5-star review. So, Crowley, it was a full house of media members at Sloan Complex, Jed and Carter and Craig Council, meeting with the media. First up, Jed and Carter.
Yeah, we figured we'd kind of break this up because there's a lot of stuff. But as far as Jed and Carter are concerned, they were up the bat first. And Jed, feeling giddy like a schoolboy, here's what he said.
Oh, excited. I think you're always just, you get to that place in the offseason towards the end where you just kind of, feels like you're waiting for the first day of school. That's what it feels like, in a great way. I'm excited to get here. Just seeing players on the field throwing balls every day is great. So it's time to get started. It feels a little bit early because of Japan, but I think that's a good thing, and it is a really good vibe.
How long do you think before he got unhappy with the press conference?
Well, it was about after that question, Crowley. I was going to say, like, it was all downhill from there. I was talking to David Haugh about this on and off the air. I'm like, hey, was it just me? Or did Jed seem kind of on tilt? Not the greatest body language. Very direct, unwilling to laugh a little bit and have any kind of fun. And there's definitely something up with the fact that his future is not crystal clear. And I get it. Like, I mean, no matter what, you'd like to know what you're doing 18 months from now. And right now, Jed doesn't know what that is.
Well, here's what he said about that very issue.
Do you feel like this year there's more, whether you want to call it pressure or urgency for you, especially too, to give the fan base a winner in 2025?
Yeah, I think I do. I mean, I would say this. I wasn't less competitive in other years than I am now. I think I feel the same every year. You know, one of the things about this job is, you know, I think I do take it really personally. I think that you you want to put a winner on the field. I think you want to be extremely proud of the product that's out there. And, you know, obviously there was a building process, you know, to get back to this point. And I think that we're a really great point as an organization right now. And I think that both this year and going forward, I think there's a lot of bright times ahead. But yeah, I think it feels like there's increased pressure. I think there probably should be, given that we've spent some time to get to this place, and it should be a lot of fun.
All right, extra so pressure, extra, right. Extra.
It's kind of the first time I ever heard him talk about that. But I think, Dustin, when you talk about what put him on tilt, it really has to do with one guy and one guy only, and that's Alex Bregman. Here's what we know about Alex Bregman. We know for a fact that he wants to be there for the first day of teams reporting. Nobody wants to sit there. And here's the thing, Alex Bregman, we had Chandler Rome on the show talking about him. He is a slow starter. So the last thing you wanted to do is get off to a late start, right? And so this is friend of the pod, Bob Nightingale. He's been all over this. Said, yet while the Cubs continue to talk to agent Scott Boras about Bregman, there's no indication the Cubs would be willing to offer more than a three-year contract. There are also no sign that Bregman would dramatically lower his asking price, where he already had at least one six-year offer on the table. And so this is the question that everyone wants to know. And again, you're talking about Toronto, you're talking about the Blue Jays, you're talking about the Red Sox, you're talking about the Cubs. It really seems like that idea of him going back to Houston is dead in the water. That does not seem to be like a possibility. But here's the frustrating thing, I think, for Jed, is everybody keeps asking about it, and Jed can't really say anything about it. So
why? He's a free agent. Why can't he? Because he doesn't want to negotiate inside with the media. You can talk about it. He's a free agent. He's not under anybody's. He's available to everybody. Why can't he talk about him?
Well,
why can't you talk about free agents?
Here's what he had to say.
Jed, Tom said you guys will wind up around in the CBT. You're not there yet. Bregman is still a free agent. I guess what would it take to get that to the finish line?
Yeah, I obviously can't comment on any individual players.
You could on him. He's a free agent right now.
I can't talk about free agency.
So you can't talk about free agents?
So that's what the reporter says. He said you could talk about them. Now here's the thing. What Jed should have said is, I'm not going to talk about free agents. Not that I can't.
Okay, well that's different. But I mean right. that's entirely different. He's also getting frustrated, which right. is something we're not used to seeing with Jed. Like
it comes down to, and I think Carter really came across well in the presser, much more so than Jed. But I think the issue with Jed is, there's nothing he can say. He can't sit there and say, look, we got a 3-year X amount of dollar deal on the table where it's up to him. He's not going to sit there and give out numbers. He's not going to sit there and tell you where the process is. He's not going to tip his hand any which way that could potentially, again, Scott Boras will just turn that around and use that for leverage against some other team. So that's why he's not going to do it. And so he just should have said, look, We're always kind of trying to make the team, because he will say eventually we always try to make the team better, blah, blah, blah. It's a stock line. But again, you're not going to negotiate in public. You're not going to want to do that. And so he has nothing to say. He's not going to tell you anything that's going on, but it's the media's job to ask.
Right. I mean, right. So he has to understand why they're asking. I guess it was an unusual tone to hear from Jed.
Yeah, I would agree on the tone. It definitely wasn't there. And so obviously the budget and so the funny thing is all the reporters try to get around it by asking different questions, kind of trying to backdoor their way into an answer on that, you know, and that's the trouble. And people always say, hey, Crawley, why don't you ask this at CubCon? Why don't you ask that? Like if you say, you know, do you want to add a starter? Do you want to add this? His stock line's always going to be, we always are looking to add to make the team better. Now, the question about budget, that kind of goes into the whole Bregman thing. And here's what Jed had to say about that.
You mentioned budget. Does it feel like you have enough financial resources, payroll flexibility to add someone significant and still kind of supplement where you want to?
Yeah, I mean, I probably wouldn't answer that, I guess, is the right way I'd say it. Talking about exact budget numbers, I think, is always a dangerous thing. But I would just say we've been really focused this offseason on trying to optimize as much as we can within our budget to make sure that we are a really competitive team. I think we are.
You can hear that frustration in his voice again.
It's just not a good look.
I feel like Carter is really the one that when I went back and I rewatched the interviews today, I sat there and I was like, okay, it's like whenever they went to Carter, I felt good. And whenever they went back to Jed, you know, like let me give you an example. Do the Cubs have enough to win the division?
You got enough to get it done in the division this year. If this is what it is.
Well, it's going to be. I mean, it's going to be a hard fought division. It's going to be a hard fought league. You know, I think that's been one of the our main focuses, I think, as we've thought about the offseason, both going into the offseason and throughout, is that you know, wins are going to be in a premium in the National League in particular this year. And so I think we're at a, you know, in a competitive window. I think we've gotten better each year. I think we're at a place where we have a chance to be really good, and trying to really maximize our resources, you know, within our budget to make sure that we could do that.
Like I said, just it doesn't feel confident to me. It doesn't feel like he's, you know, here's Carter.
Well, I don't mind that. I mean, he shouldn't be cocky, right? He shouldn't be, yeah, we're going to win the division. That puts a ton of pressure. I mean, the owner's already done that. I mean, Tom Ricketts has already said they should win the division, right? I don't know that you need the owner and the vice president of baseball operations saying you're going to win the division. That's a hell of a lot of pressure.
You don't have to say it, but listen to how Carter answers the question about this Cubs team. Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Team. This year, you guys are going in with, you know, especially on the position player side, top prospects with AAA experience and big league experience. How does that factor make you guys comfortable with, like, the depth you have and the upside potential of, you know, if there are the inevitable injuries that pop up over the course of the season, that you have that upside potentially ready to plug in and see what that production looks like?
Yeah, it's exciting. And, you know, I think generally the obvious answer there is, you know, more depth and better depth is a good thing, because you're always going to have your depth tested at some point during the season, and having those, you know, B players that have, you know, some high ceilings, you know, they're just not necessarily players that we could just plug and play and think that they're just gonna be replacement level. Some of those guys, you know, can and will be really, really good. So yes, from that perspective, you know, it's exciting. It's something that we've worked several years now, trying to build that group to where they're major league ready. And we're kind of there now to where they're all not necessarily going to be on the opening day roster, but they all certainly should expect to play at Wrigley at some point this year. And that's from a player development mindset, a just awesome thing to think about. So long story short, like, very excited about that, the chance for those guys to impact our team, and look forward to seeing it happen.
So to me, I just felt like Carter had just a little bit more confidence and was a little bit more just friendlier as far as the conversation.
Yeah, he wasn't on tilt. Yeah,
no.
Jed was, something was up. Maybe he wanted to be at a Super Bowl party. Maybe he thought it was a little too early to pitchers and catchers. Maybe he was looking forward to, you know, I don't know, buffalo dip that his wife makes or something.
Maybe
it was weird. It was just unusual. It's just not the typical Jed Carter or Jed Hoyer, rather, that we're used to. Jed Carter.
maybe he whatchamacallit. Maybe he just got off the phone with Scott Boras and now he was furious. I don't. That could.
Yeah, that's a possibility, Crawley. Anything is possible.
Now, we talked a little bit about what it's going to be like playing in Japan, and so here's Jed's feelings on the Tokyo series.
The two games in Japan, yeah. Like, how does that impact?
I think that's a really good question, and something we're going to be talking about a ton, you know, for the next couple weeks, I think, is
obviously the regular season games, they're important. They're also early. And the last thing we ever want to do is rush any pitcher for two games when it could impact the rest of the season. So I think that'll be something that we will be very mindful of, is that the guys will pitch over there, guys that feel like are really ready. Obviously, we're, you know, the length will be another factor. So it is unusual. We're here earlier to give that time, but even still, my expectation would be there'd be certain guys that aren't as far along, and my guess is those guys wouldn't pitch over there. We would kind of let them get ready for the domestic season, so to speak.
So I thought that was interesting about guy, you know, I don't know who they're going to bring on the plane. Are they going to leave guys behind? I'm very curious. Like hypothetically, we talked about the two starters, about Justin Steele and Shohei Imanaga, but do they leave Jameson Taillon at home? Do they bring him with? Do they leave Carlin Rae at home? Like, these are,
well, I think some of the starters, that's a great question, right? Like, some of the starters that are not going to be bullpen guys, right? Like, do you do the wear and tear? And some of these, but I mean, I know they can all afford to go there anytime they want. I mean, especially somebody like Jameson Taillon specifically, but he seems like the type of guy that would want to make that trip. He would want that experience. He'd want to go with his teammates. You know, is there some bonding involved in all of this?
Yeah, I'm absolutely sure. And Carter talked about that, about the bonding that's going to happen on this trip. And, you know, it is a once in a lifetime experience, you know, to be with your major league team. And this, when people see how crazy it's going to be at the Tokyo Dome, how packed it's going to be, they're just, I don't think, I'm trying to think of what would be something that you could even compare it to. It's just going to be monstrous to have all those great Japanese players that are going to be on major league rosters. It's just going to be nuts. So I'm excited about that. Now, one guy that we wonder who might make the trip or might not is Nico Horner. Now, if you've been watching our guys, Rich Biesterfeld and John Antonoff and stuff like that, over in Mesa, you do see that Nico has been throwing some. That was something we hadn't seen in a while. And so that's good. But here's Carter on Nico Horner.
What are the plans for Horner now that we're in spring training? Will he be able to start the season on time? When is he able to start hitting and throwing?
Yeah, so he's, you know, in his progression right now, and that's all going well. You know, we're not going to make decisions on whether he's going to be on our, you know, first opening day roster in Japan or our second opening day roster in Arizona until those days. But, you know, he's starting to throw, he's starting to hit, and, you know, hopefully as it continues to progress, we'll have a better sense of exactly what he's ready for. But long story short, you know, we're expecting him to contribute a lot this season and excited that he's going to be able to do that, not just playing second base, but shortstop as well.
Nico's a guy I could see leaving behind. Like, I could see it being like, okay, look, we're not bringing you with. He's not going to be ready in a couple, you know, in that time frame, I don't think. I think I'd rather just let him, you know, rest, relax, not have to make that trip and just work on just constantly rehabbing. That's my feeling right now.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I think that makes sense. There's no doubt about that, Crowley.
Now, you talked, Dustin, about Tom Ricketts as far as the manager and his ability to, you know, him putting pressure on this team postseason. And so another thing that put pressure on Jeter are obviously these projections, these Pecota projections that have the Cubs winning 90 games. And that's, you know, that's a lot of games. That should be, again, I think, what do they say, 86% chance the Cubs make the postseason? Yep. It's a ridiculously high number. And so here's Jed on the projections.
I feel like we overperformed our expectations in 2023, to be candid. You know, going into last year, sort of the hope was that would sort of happen again. And it didn't. We ended up roughly around where we were kind of publicly projected to be. And obviously that you hope going into every season that a lot of things break your way. And that you wind up, you know, outperforming. I think that's the goal every year. That's the goal this year. You know, the goal this year is to outperform expectations. I think that's, you know, once we start meetings this afternoon, like every conversation is about, you know, maximizing, optimizing every player to hope that we can outdo our projections. But I think when you are where we were last year, I think you know going in that we probably have to beat projections in order to be able to get where we want to go. As I think I've said a lot of times, I found last year to be an immensely frustrating season in the shape of it. Good start.
Us too, Jeff.
Bad 2 months and then a really good 3 months. And it's felt like we
sort of took hope off the table, you know, after a bad May and June. So I found last year, the shape of last season, I found to be really frustrating. I think we ended up kind of roughly where we were projected, but certainly that was absolutely not the goal. The goal was to, you know, to make the postseason last year. The goal was to go farther than we did, to be playing like really meaningful games at the minimum at the end of September, and we didn't do that because of a bad stretch. So that's kind of a long-winded way of saying, yeah, last year it was a frustrating season in a lot of ways based on the shape of how things went, and you know, this is a new day, a new year. I'm excited to get started in 2025.
When you talk about the projections, Pecota had the Cubs winning 81, 82 games last year, and they won 83. It was pretty much right on, okay? And so when you talk about, he's right. In 23, I felt that they, you know, that they kind of went right about a little bit further than where they were projected. But I thought they played well in 2003. To me, 2004 was supposed to be that next step. I thought 85, 86 wins. Pecota did not. They thought 81, 82, and Pecota was right on that one. Now, 90 wins, that's a lot, but I think that this team has the talent. Now, you do have to have certain things break your way. You have to stay healthy. You know, you have to have guys have breakout years. Those are little things. Like I said, 1989, would you have been able to predict Jerome Walton and Dwight Smith, you know, rookie of the year and runner up? I mean, just sometimes you just have those guys that just have moments. 2015, all the things that broke right the Cubs' way. Chris Bryant having that massive season. Everything just kind of played out. You know, Addison Russell kind of really took some steps we didn't think was going to make. There's just things that happen. And somebody's got to take some steps forward. I mean, I think we know what Saya's going to do. I think we know what Ian Happ's going to do. I don't think that's going to be anything different. It's what kind of steps forward are Michael Bush going to take? What kind of steps are is PCA going to take? Do we have a pitcher that's going to kind of break out like a Ben Brown or a Cade Horton or one of those guys? These are all things that we kind of take a look at and hope that in all aspects that the Cubs just things break their way, because that's part of it in baseball. I wish it wasn't. And I feel like they've set themselves up with depth that it's not big. But if you want to go to that next level, if you want to get to that 93, 94, if you want to get to the NLCS, there has to be talent there and it has to perform.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.